Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
If the roar of the crowd gives you goosebumps, cashing a slip makes you grin, and above all, you love making your bookie cry, then you're in the right place. The number one spot for premier betting advice and wild opinions, shared with a fan base like no other. Welcome home. This is the Punch List MMA Podcast.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's a Tuesday evening. About 9:30 Eastern, and you know what time it is. That makes it Punchless MMA time. I'm your host as always, Dale, and here joined by my brother and the host du jour for the time being, co-host du jour for the time being. Soup, what's up, man?
No, what's that supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
Why'd you have to throw the for the time being in there?
Well, because we haven't discussed whether this is a long-term arrangement, right. If it's a short-term arrangement. We haven't talked about anybody.
I feel like you just want to keep your options open, like you've got something on the back burner. Just
listen, I'm not Schmidt. I'm not going to date two girls at the same time.
Just rip the Band-Aid off.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that. That's not the case. That's not the case. We haven't discussed it more formally. You have your own stuff going on. You're a grown man. Why? Yeah. How am I going to tell another grown man how he moves through the world? Who am I to do that?
Dude, I got nothing going on after 8 o'clock every single night.
I know. So you're kind of open.
Yeah, kind of open.
I just cracked a beer open. Did you got a beer?
No.
No? Oh, man.
You know what?
What?
Yeah, I should go get one.
You should get a beer. Well, you got time. Go ahead.
All right, I'll go get one.
Go get a beer. I'm trying to get this thing out of my can holder so you guys can see it. I want to give them a shout out because they always treat me well. Local brewery here. I wish I could just send you packs and cases of this everywhere. But it's the Joggling Board Lager by Oak Road Brewery here in the beautiful low country of South Carolina. So they always treat your boy well. And shout out to Ben and team over there. I appreciate that. Anyway, boy, this weekend, man, I'm telling you what, I'm so sick and tired of losing main events to freaking injury. I can't stand it. As a point of personal preference, I hate losing in main events to injury that are knee injuries, because that strikes near and dear to my heart. And that, I don't, what do you have about this Alan Cater knee fiasco? Knee
game? I mean, it sucks losing because we, you know, we bet on Calvin Cater.
Yeah.
But what sucks even more is we were robbed of what could have been an awesome fight.
Yeah.
So
it sucks. You lose that. I don't think you saw, and there you go. Get after it. Now there's a distinct difference, because I drink lagers, and what is this?
This is a shout out 450 North Brewing out of Ohio.
Okay.
This is cake batter.
Cake batter.
Is a 7% sour. It's Cake mix, blueberry, plum, vanilla cream, and banana.
There's actual cake mix in it?
Yeah, I mean, that's part of the flavoring.
I mean, what on, run through that one more time
and then I'll shake it so you can see how thick it is.
What is that? What's the flavor profile one more time?
Cake batter.
Yep.
Plum.
Oh.
Vanilla cream.
Oh, God.
Blueberry and nanner.
Nah, dude. Nah. Nah, ain't no way. Ain't no way. You're literally.
Buddy.
Bro.
Look at that thing.
Oh. That's like eat. That's like, oh my gosh.
Delicious.
Yeah.
Top notch.
So eight bucks
a pounder.
Dude, I don't understand this. You went and bought eight beers and it cost you $64. Is that correct?
I didn't know.
But you had an opportunity.
I've had 450 North before because my brother-in-law drinks them. And I was asking him, and I was like, "Dude, the distributor over here got its own cooler section of 450 North, and I was like, they don't have prices on it." And I was like,
"Apparently, nobody would buy that." It's $64.
I was like, "What's good?" And he was like, "They're all good." And I was like, "Okay." So in order to try them all, and so I don't forget, I just started at the top, and I just got the first two on the top. And I walked up to the register and I took 2 4-packs up and I threw them on the counter. Guy rang him up and he was like, "I got 62.15. And I was like, "Huh?" He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, And I'm not going to be that guy. I can't be that guy. Like, you know what? Just take one of them 4-packs off.
Oh, I'm that guy. I know. I'll turn around and walk right back. Apparently you've struck a nerve with the crowd here. And a good one at that. Everybody's very excited about your beer choice.
Good. Dude, it's super good.
I don't wonder. Is it good because it doesn't taste like beer?
It doesn't.
Okay. Is that why you like it?
Yeah, I mean, I like sours, man.
Okay. Like, to me, I want my beer to taste like beer. I probably would end up just drinking hops and barley and water. You know, maybe I should try making like my own like beer flavored tea. I don't know.
Try Burley Oak sometime out of Maryland. Okay. Burley Oak.
Imprint Beer Company out of PA. Guy who loves beer.
Yeah, guy who loves beer knows all.
I mean, he knows all.
Guy who loves beer. Have you 450 North?
Yeah, he said it at the top. As soon as you showed the can.
Yeah, it's the Slushy XL series, dude. They're good. The other one I got, it is double banana, double pear, and something. Double banana, pear, and double kiwi.
Let me ask you something.
What's up?
Based on your can and the graffiti-like nature of it,
yes,
of the artwork, in recent years, you and I have diverged in a wood when it comes to our consumption of hip-hop. I read today that a person named Takeoff was killed.
Takeoff got taken off the map. Yeah.
Who is a Takeoff, or what is a Takeoff?
So do you know who Migos is?
Like the three amigos?
Yes. So okay, so I'm assuming you've heard of Quavo.
I think so, yeah. He's the guy who can kind of play basketball.
Yes, yes. Okay. Quavo is part of Migos. Takeoff was part of Migos.
Gotcha. Okay.
You know, Raindrop, Drop Top.
Yep.
Yeah, them. Yeah, okay. Takeoff got at a bowling alley.
At a bowling alley?
Okay. Yeah, at a private party at a bowling alley, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you feel about this? Is this something that's impacting the hip-hop community? Do people care about this at all?
I really don't give a shit.
Gotcha.
Now, Eminem or J. Cole or somebody like that got dropped, yeah. Oh, God, hip-hop community. And as a Euphoria fan yourself, did you see Machine Gun Kelly's Halloween costume?
Wait a second.
What?
I watched season one of. I want to clarify something here. I want to clear the air on this because we're gonna circle back. I watched season one of Euphoria.
Okay.
And then I had a crisis of character and was like, I can't watch it anymore. So I have not watched any of season two.
Okay, but anyway. Did you see Machine Gun Kelly's Halloween costume?
I did see it, yes.
Dude, he looks like Jules.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, he's dressed.
I think that him and Megyn Kelly have gone, or
wait, Megan Fox.
Megan Fox. Yeah, sorry. Who's Megyn Kelly? Oh, that's the lady from Fox News.
Yeah,
the Ice Queen.
Not to be confused with Minka Kelly.
Not who is Friday Night Lights, but I can't remember her name on the show.
Lila Garrity.
There you go. Thank you very much.
Oh yeah.
Ex-girlfriend of Derek Jeter.
And Jason Street.
Streeter first. Yeah, I think Streeter. Best quarterback in West Texas.
QB1.
I mean, really, really was the guy. I forget where I was going with this. I think that Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly have sold their soul to the devil. I mean, they probably already did that anyway, but they seem very into the whole Satanism thing, man. That's weird. So,
yeah. All right, guy who loves beer. Listen, you're ruining my fun time here. Okay.
Yeah. He's really coming in hot with beer history over here in the chat.
Yeah, and I know they did this. There was the Sorbetto series as well, and they were spoiling on the trucks. People were dumping them out, and they were mold.
That's disgusting. That's disgusting. All right, enough of this. Enough beer talk. Okay. All right, so a takeoff got taken off. The reason why I brought that up is, one, because your can reminded me of it, and two, I didn't know if this was something I should care about because I caught a lot of flack about the Nipsey Hussle thing because I have no idea who Nipsey Hussle was, but they acted like the Apostle Paul got killed, and I don't understand because I don't know who or what he is and why that mattered at all. And to this day, other than people telling me I should care about it, nothing has happened due to the death of Nipsey Hussle that I care about.
So the big deal with Nipsey was largely involved in the community.
A community?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Nipsey's music got a lot more popular after he was killed.
Okay.
I don't really want to dive too deep into this.
No, you don't have to. I don't know. Again, I don't know who these rappers are anymore, but it feels like when we were growing up, or when I was growing up, to age myself, like more, Tupac and Biggie were the only ones that really mattered.
Right. And
that was it.
And I've said, and I think I still stand by it. And I don't know if Tupac and Biggie would be Tupac and Biggie. Like, I don't think they'd be as popular as they were if they didn't go out the way they did.
Oh, I definitely think they'd be as popular. Yeah. Yeah.
They shut down
like New York City and like pulled Biggie's coffin like on a horse-drawn carriage like he was the Queen of England.
I know.
That was a real thing that happened.
But for people now, like nowadays,
yeah,
people still bumping Biggie and Pac. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they hold as much. You never know.
This is my generation is the only generation that matters when it comes to stuff like that, because we're currently the only ones with money outside of baby boomers. Everybody else is broke, so they're not driving around bumping anything.
Yeah, that's a good point.
So,
yeah.
I see what you're saying, though. I see what you're saying. And you guys are like, well, Dale, Soup, you guys are 12 minutes into the show. You haven't talked about MMA at all yet. I don't know if you looked at this card, anybody, random listener, person watching the live stream. It's bad. It's bad. In a year, I don't want to say filled, but in a year that had plenty of bad cards to choose from, this one could potentially take the cake.
It's not good.
Here's how it gets worse.
Okay.
Amanda Lemos is still in Brazil. She has not left.
She didn't get her visa.
No, she's got that. But they had this little thing happen in Brazil 2 days ago. Are you aware? Mm-mm. They had a presidential election.
Oh.
And Bolsonaro supposedly lost. Now, why this is important is because one side is claiming that it was a fair, free, and valid election. The other side, in particular, what we will call the winning and losing side, the losing side, is saying it's not. Now, the losing side is not conceding. They haven't like used military force, but things are getting spicy. As such, nothing happening over there. You're not moving anywhere right now. Mm-hmm. and her flight, she's having a hard time getting a flight out. She was supposed to leave yesterday, is still there, and is hoping to leave either, if I'm not mistaken, tonight or tomorrow. And if she doesn't,
We're Magni Rodriguez.
We're Magni Rodriguez for a main event. So, from if a that's PR the case,
standpoint, at least they only have to change one name.
That's true. They really would. They only got to change one name. And that being said, do you think they go ahead and do the thing where they arbitrarily rate Magni and Rodriguez in the top 15? So that way it looks like it's a fight that matters. Like, it'll be like 11 versus 14.
Yeah.
They'll just go ahead. Everybody, you just get ranked, and then it drops off, and nobody's supposed to
this. Yeah, even though somebody wins, it's like, how do you go from 11 to unranked with a knockout win in the first round?
Yeah, it's very strange how that happened. But that's one of the things they love to do. And two more points to talk about before we get started on picks. We had controversial judging yet again. You try to approach half the time you're masquerading as a troll, and the other half you try to use
devil's advocate.
You don't devil's advocate. You do this thing where you're like half serious, half legit, and you try to use somebody else's argument and reasoning that I truly don't think that you believe in your heart. You just do it because the troll side of you takes over.
Which fight are we talking about here?
We're going to talk about Dustin Jacoby and Khalil Roundtree.
Oh boy. The people's main event.
How do you cannot tell me with a straight
one person was on the winning side and the other was on the losing side.
You cannot tell me with a straight face that Khalil Roundtree won that fight. He lost bad.
Bad.
Real bad, dude.
Bad.
Real, bro.
Come real on. Bad. Real bad would be a clear cut 30-27.
I scored at that.
No, I gave Khalil Roundtree round three.
How? Off what?
Off watching the fight.
Dude, come on. That's not real. That's not real. You don't believe that.
Yes, I do. I do believe he won round three.
No, you don't. Come on. Okay. But do you believe he won the fight then?
No, I don't believe he won the fight.
Okay. I'm super upset. Okay, well, that's good.
Well, what was the other one that you were like just absolutely appalled by?
Somebody gave Tim Means a card. Tim Means, Max Griffin was a split decision.
No, there was another one that you were just baffled, and I was like, it wasn't as bad as you think.
They were all pretty bad.
It was on the prelims.
I'm not sure.
Because you were like super upset.
I was upset the whole time.
Yeah, well, yeah, that.
I don't know if you noticed or not, but watching fights hasn't been particularly fun for me this year.
Okay, here we go. It was a... No. Yeah, you're right. It was the Khalil Roundtree Jacoby fight.
Yes.
Because we were texting during it, and you said, fight of the night so far, wow. And I said, yeah, good-ass fight. 29-28 Jacoby. And you said, yeah, agreed.
Okay.
And then when it became I texted you and I said, split. You said, what a fucking joke.
Yeah, it is. It is. It was. That was an all-time bad card, man.
Yeah.
Because I think in the third, I think in the second round, he got outstruck by over 30 significant strikes. And in the first round, he was outstruck. And like I was trying to find the graphic. I think I deleted it. Over the course of the fight, he was doubled in strikes.
Yeah.
He got doubled up and won the fight. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. A couple black eyes, and that's it. That's all it takes to win a fight now. Piotr Jan gets his eyebrow split, loses. So stupid. We're really waiting damage heavy now. So what I've noticed.
No, the last few weeks, I agree with that. They are waiting damage super heavy.
Yeah. Damage matters more.
Because it leg kicks don't matter punch. At all.
Yeah. Yeah.
One punch can do damage.
Yes.
All it takes is, yes, I agree with that.
So they're weighing damage heavier. Leg kicks don't matter. Not that they've ever really mattered, but they really don't matter now. And then takedown defenses, forget about it. Doesn't matter at all.
Yeah.
You can shoot for 15 takedowns. You get one. It matters more than the 14 successful takedowns defended. So I just
Chris Tognoni almost cost the guy's life.
That was the other thing too. Chris Tognoni, I mean, listen, I'm not going to say anything that anybody listening to the show has not heard before. Chris Tognoni, worst ref in the game right now, has been, consistently is. What's he do? Nearly lets Josh Frem get, I mean, vegetabled, really.
Dude, he was out for 3 seconds, and Tognoni's right in his face. I mean, he's right there.
Yeah.
So, and Bisping's like, he's out. He's out.
Yeah. And then the cool part, because he goes out and his big awkward body falls a certain way, Trayshawn Gore doesn't really rotate with him. And right. he's like twisting his neck the opposite way as they're going to the ground. It is terrifying.
Yeah, it was brutal.
Terrifying, man.
Yeah.
I really was not. That was bad. Very rarely do you watch something. Oh, and then the other one was the other cool thing. Not cool. Not. I mean, it was fun to watch in a sense. The Roman Dolidze or Dolidze Phil Haas fight, where Roman Dolidze, that was really kind of looking back on it, that was a hammer spot against Phil Haas. Really should have loaded up on that +150. Lack of a better way to put it, broke his leg. I mean, he ripped that knee reap to destruction and then let it go because he thought, surely there's no reason to keep twisting on this now destroyed limb. Phil Haas got up and tried to walk around on it. Did a good job for a little bit. He walked around on it for a while and then ultimately got knocked out real bad. Here's the thing about Phil Haas. You never have to worry about Phil Haas being in a controversial loss. When he loses, buddy, he's dead.
Yeah,
he's real dead.
Big loss.
Yeah, he don't half-ass a loss. He goes all out. So good for him. Good for him. Roman Dolidze, man, breaking knees and breaking hearts. Just
it's good
breaking
way to put it.
Breaking cervixes as well. I'm sure. Oh, fucking God. What are you betting on? What, midnight Pakistani goat races? What are you doing?
Yeah, dude, the Capitals lost in overtime to the Knights.
Oh. Does that matter?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough.
You got bags under them. I'm looking tired tonight.
You always look tired.
Nah, not this tired. Look at these things.
Dude, I don't know if you know this or not, but the older you get, the worse that gets.
I should get one of the surgeons at work to fix this.
My eyebrows are so heavy now. This, I've got so much by the time I'm 80, I'll look like I'm melting with a candle. Like this is, look at all this. Who has eyebrow like this? Look at this eyebrow skin, bro.
It's a lot.
This is all scar tissue over here, but dude, who do you know has eyebrows like that? Are yours like that? Can you grab yours like that? Nah, you got little baby eyebrows.
Yeah, ow. No.
I got freaking chicken nuggets under my skin right here, dude. Look at all this shit. It's gross. Golly. All right. You ready to get after it here?
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah.
All right. First fight on the main card, Mark O. Madsen at 12-0, taking on Grant Dawson. This was a little last-minute fight that got tossed together. Grant Dawson at 18-1. Marco Polo, the O's got to go. Mark Madsen is coming back as the underdog here. You can get Madsen at a +185 for Grant Dawson coming back. -215. Don't forget, Grant Dawson no longer with James Krause, which makes him almost an automatic bet for me.
Really?
I hate James Krause. I think
I understand you hate James Krause, but you really want to go against Madsen here?
A 40-year-old Olympic silver medalist with no hands. Yeah, I'll probably do that.
Yeah, but he looked okay against Vince Bichelle.
Yeah. Yeah, Vince Bichelle's a moneymaker for me. I was upset I lost that fight, but I think Grant Dawson's a different beast than Vince Bichelle. And if you have your hands full with Vince, which there's nothing wrong with having your hands full with Vince Bichelle, you're going to have an issue with Grant Dawson.
Yeah, no, I agree with you there.
Another fight.
I guess the takedowns and the control time won him that fight.
Yeah.
But he was outstruck almost double in that fight, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, he got no hands, bro. None. Yeah. None. My concern with Grant Dawson is just him being younger and not being able to, I mean, 19 or 20 fights as a professional. I think he's got himself in some disadvantageous positions before, but there is something to Olympic caliber wrestling and the strength and the execution of a guy like Mark Madsen. If Dawson becomes mentally frustrated and starts working harder than he has to get out of positions that he may potentially be put in, things could get dicier for him. But 215 is a steep price, but I'll ride with that. I think he should win the fight. I mean, he's definitely the better mixed martial artist. So if he can avoid making this a wrestling match, he'll be fine.
Yeah.
All right. And Tajir Ulanbekov taking on Nate Maness. Two names that look like they should be pronounced differently than they are, but that's correct. What they are. 14-2 on Nate, and Tajir coming back at 13-2. Nearly identical as far as records go. The odds, however, Soup, you are looking at, please tell me I put this one in here. I did. Ulanbekov is coming in at a minus 210. Nate Maness at a plus 180. What do you think?
I have no opinion here.
You have no opinion here?
No, not really.
Man, Nate Maness looks like every dude that walks around shirtless as soon as the weather gets nice.
Yeah.
Like the day that it cracks over 60 and it's no longer weird to go. Well, it's still weird, but you don't care how weird it is to go shirtless. That's what Nate Maness looks like. And Tajir Ulanbekov is one of those like Ramazan Emiv style Russians with like the long torso and the short legs and the long arms. Those weird ass dudes, the way they look. That's what you get with Ulanbekov. But you don't have anything as far as either one of these guys.
Okay, so this might discredit a lot here, but Ulanbekov, mm-hmm. What style of fighting?
What do you mean?
Like, is he a wrestler? Is he a wrestler? Is he we stand and bang here?
I would say that we're not going to wrestle. I mean, I think he's got hands, if I'm not mistaken. The last time I think I saw him win a fight, it was primarily on the feet, if I recall correctly.
Because Manessa's last fight was Nurmagomedov, correct?
Believe so, yes.
Where he got mauled.
Yeah, Umar.
Absolutely mauled. And before that, he beat Tony Gravely.
I
knocked him out.
In a fight, though, that Tony Gravely was kicking the shit out of
him. But he knocked, yeah.
He did. I won't. Nate Maness is, go ahead.
No. I don't have much to offer here. It's such a small sample size, and these are guys that I'm still hanging out with my kids normally when they fight.
Okay. Well, they're on the main card this time. So you better get your life together.
Get my life together here. Main card to watch.
One of the things that was sort of in my purview after last week was the idea of just betting on violence this week. Because I was, again, based on being salty about the Dustin Jacoby fight, I got mad at the judges for getting the decision wrong. However, I said it on the show, and I mean, looking at Dustin Jacoby's record would indicate the same. He was of no threat to really finish that fight. I mean,
right.
Khalil, even when he quits, I mean, you can't really count on that, but even when he quits, he's still pretty tough to get out of there.
Put away.
And I put my hands in the judges heavily in that regard, thinking that Jacoby would win a very visually confident in a victory there. However, it didn't go my way, so I left it to the judges, and they got it wrong. I want to make more violence plays this week. I think this fight has a reasonable chance of being finished.
What's the over-under at?
Let me pull it up real quick. Stand by. You are at... So under 2.5 is at a plus 165. I don't have 1.5 available.
No, yet. I mean under 2.5.
Yeah.
Is plus 165.
Yeah.
Well, if you think that there's a good chance that this fight gets finished, I mean, you got 12.5 minutes for it to be finished.
Yeah. I can do round math. I got that.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm just, look, if you look at Tajir's record, he's got 8 finishes out of the 15 fights, and then if you look at Maness's record, same thing, so 14 wins, 8 of which have come
by finish.
Via finish. So, I mean, virtually identical records, both have eight finishes to it. I mean, they're finishing roughly 50% of the time, both of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just something I'm looking at. All right. Oh, man. What's the next fight on a card?
Chase Sherman.
Is it Chase Sherman?
Should be. Yeah, because Chase Parisian. Sherman, and then the Neil Magny fight, and then the up-in-the-air main event.
You are right. Chase Sherman can't figure out why he's on the roster. Well, he's a heavyweight. So -130 taking on Josh Parisian, +110. Fun fact about Josh Parisian, not from Paris.
Mm. Or, and he's not Persian.
Well, I mean, it's Parisian, not Persian.
Question.
Yes.
What's the over on, is this has to be a 2.5.
I would imagine so. Both of these meatheads are super durable.
Right. Is the over plus money?
Hold on. Let me see what I got here. Over. Let's see. I don't have 2.5 yet. I do have 1.5. Over 1.5 is at a -170. So,
dude, I like that a lot.
Yeah.
So, Parisian, one of his fights in the UFC has not made it to the third round.
Okay.
Chase Sherman, only one of his fights since 2017 has been decided inside the second or first round.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. I don't have my pen. So, all right. So we're doing the opposite of a violence play. I like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Over 1.5 here.
Over 1.5.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm cool with it. Is there worth a money line play on either one of these guys?
No.
No. Okay. So just over 1.5.
Yeah.
All right. Like 10 unit over 1.5?
Whoa. Well, hold on. What was the...
I'll immediately talk you into this super sketch play.
What was the first fight on the main card?
It was the
who was the favorite, the -210?
Oh, Grant Dawson.
So what about Dawson paired with the over here?
Yeah, I mean, but you're putting a lot in the hands of two heavyweights, dude.
All right, then fine. You just take the over 1.5.
All right. I would rather parlay Dawson with like somebody I feel more confident that could happen. We got 265 pound men of minimal athletic ability out there punching each other in the face. Something weird could happen.
Oh, all right.
I mean, we can play it too. At this point, I can't do any worse than I've been doing. So it doesn't, I'm Dude, cool with whatever.
I just realized.
Yeah.
That I was spewing hot mud earlier.
Yeah.
And now I'm drinking alcoholic prune juice.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah, you did that to yourself.
This is not going to end well.
Nah, you'll be fine.
Oh,
you'll be
boy.
Fine.
All right.
You'll be fine. D-Rod Daniel Rodriguez taking on Neil Magny. It's at a pick 'em right now.
Mm.
It's at a pick 'em.
Mm. I like Neil Magny. I like Neil Magny as a person. Like, he's just got that calm, cool, collected. Damn it. And in my opinion, D-Rod's not coming off a win.
I agree.
As far as I'm concerned, he's not coming off.
I agree. I think Li Jingliang won that fight. I think they robbed my man. They robbed him.
Yeah, we're not getting back into that wormhole.
Why?
Because
it's a leech hole, by the way.
Does Neil Magny take him down?
And he has to.
He has to. He can't stand there and bang with D-Rod.
Yeah.
Not a good choice.
I have long said, dude, how often over the course of, let's say, the last 5 to 10 years have you and I gone to the Neil Magny well? I mean, Neil Magny at plus money is
yeah, no,
you have to play him.
I agree. Yeah.
You have to play him. Now, if he switches over into the favorite in this spot, I don't know. But I mean,
even if he does, it's going to be like a -110, -115.
Yeah,
it's
okay.
Semantics. Who cares?
Okay. Well, in that case, I feel like you have to play Neil Magny here. He's got a higher probability of winning with more paths to victory.
Yeah, yeah, way more paths to victory. Agreed.
D-Rod's got to knock him out.
Yeah.
Or get gifted another decision he didn't earn.
Yeah, if Neil Magny can use what he probably has a 6 or 7 inch reach advantage.
100%. They're going to talk about that. Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah, if he can use his reach advantage, keep the distance, and maybe have a couple successful takedowns. All right, yeah. As long as he can avoid the Ponza Nibbio style leg kicks.
Yeah, I think it'd be just fine. God. Daniel Rodriguez has never shown up for leg day. Never. I mean, I feel like Daniel Rodriguez would fight in khaki shorts if they let him.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like you don't do – I feel like leg presses and squats and stuff aren't a common workout in prison.
Actually, squats are.
Squats?
Bro, I see them dudes – well, I saw – bro, you do squats and burpees all day
long. Burpees, yeah, yeah.
Them cats are out there.
Yeah, but Neil Magny. Neil Magny's done some burpees in his day.
And it's true. Neil Magny was in the Army for what, 7 years, I think?
Yeah, yeah. He's done a few burpees.
7 or 14. He did a stint.
Yeah.
He was in there for a minute.
Yeah, he was.
Did he do something legit too? I can't remember.
I believe so.
I always want to feel like I heard he was airborne, but I don't know.
Yeah, if that's correct. It said something. I work with a guy who I actually just found out who was airborne. He is a solid 5'1 in stature.
Yeah.
Super, super nice guy. But right. I just found out earlier this week that he was airborne. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Well, they used to call him Paper Airplane.
Huh?
They used to call him Paper Airplane. 5'1. Jeez, oh, man. How do you pass for?
Hey, little dude.
Yeah.
Little guy.
Did I ever tell you about that dude that when I went and took my ASVAB? Got a 13.
How?
That was the question. So
it's like the SATs. You get points for writing your name,
bro. When we went out, we're all sitting there waiting for like them to come out and like take us further down the hall to like be whatever done. Right. We're like, what'd you get? You know? And, that everybody's going, you know, and me and, some girl and another guy had like higher scores, and then they asked like this guy, like, what'd you get, man? He's like, I got a 13. I'm like, and the one dude was like, holy shit, what are you trying to join? He's like, the Army. He goes, what are you gonna do, catch bullets? I don't know if it's possible or not. I'm just saying that's what the man said. So
that's really bad.
It's horrendous. It's real bad. What'd you get?
That means 87% of people got a higher score than him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
What'd you get?
92.
That's good.
Yeah. What'd you get?
91.
Nice. Yeah. Am I shocked? No. Not saying my shock that I did better than you. Am I shocked that we were both in the 91st and 92nd percentile?
No, absolutely. No. No. Yeah.
I mean, the ASVAB's basically it's putting a square peg in a round hole.
Just a hat rack, my friend. Not just a hat rack. Dude, did you have the boxes? The unfolded boxes?
Yes.
Bro.
Yes.
Who thinks like that?
I don't know. Dude, I don't know.
Those of you who are unaware, they do this weird Chinese torture where they put an unfolded box on, like, two-dimensionally on a piece of paper. And then you have to choose, based on various multiple choice, what the box would look like reassembled.
Like in a three-dimensional fashion.
Yeah. In a three-dimensional fashion. So you take a two-dimensional image that's flat, and then put it together three-dimensionally and select that one.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah. Probably one of the only questions that I spent more than like 30 seconds on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of those. And then did you have, because I know you did some boat stuff, did you have the sequential numbers and lights? There was a Navy one that had lights. I know you weren't in the Navy, but I know there was they had lights too. Did you have any?
I was.
Yeah, Department of the Navy, just right. Like Air Force was a Department of the Army, but
right,
it's not. Did you have anybody that had to do the lights while you were there?
Not that I know of, no.
Oh, okay.
Care to elaborate so I can understand?
Well, I think if I'm not mistaken, so they had like a, it was like, it's like one of those testing things, like where mm-hmm. like it, the screen kind of sits down in and you're sort of enveloped around it. If I'm, I was just me not looking at my screen, but looking back right. at the other people. And what it appeared to be was like sequential lights, like of different colors.
Okay.
And it, I think you had to pick like the next lights in the sequence.
Gotcha. Now, I had to do something similar as far as, because what I wanted to go for was air traffic control.
Yeah.
I had to do a depth perception test, which I got a zero on.
There you go. That's right. You can't, you have no depth perception.
I have
that's
none.
Right. That's so, I forgot. Which, I always forget crazy that about you.
I've played basketball my entire life. I drive yeah. a car.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have none. Which I had no idea, dude. I like, here's the thing. So like I have astigmatism.
Yeah.
And until I got stigma. I got mm-hmm. until I got my glasses that corrected it.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought that like I thought it was normal that like traffic lights weren't just a round circle. Like I thought everybody saw them with like the glaring lights off the edge of it. Mm. I thought that was just the effect that it had on the eye.
That's weird.
But yeah, no, turns out that's not true.
So you have, I always forget you have no depth perception. So, yeah. So if somebody's running at you,
I mean, I can determine that they're getting closer, but like, as far as like, if somebody's standing 3 feet away from me,
mm-hmm.
I can't like, and I throw a punch. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't make a good judgment call on whether or not I'm going to hit them or not.
So how do you play golf? How far do you, oh, you use a rangefinder.
Rangefinder.
That's right. You use a rangefinder. That's yeah. right. I forgot you do that.
Yeah.
But to you, it just looks like a flat, like you're looking at a painting.
Basically.
What?
Basically.
Oh my gosh. Does that ever make you sad?
Now that you bring it up. Now that you bring it up, I kind of feel like I'm missing out on life. But I don't know, man. It's all I've ever known.
Bro, we got to find a version. You ever
that's
see
like those colorblind people. Like, that's well, all they've ever known.
That's what I was going to say. Do you ever see those like those videos that they give like a colorblind person those glasses?
Yeah.
And then they start crying. And yeah, it's always good. Or like when they put the hearing aids in the babies. I always love those. Are always
when
those
they
are
hear great for videos. The first time. Yeah, yeah, dude.
Okay. All right. If feel good, make you happy videos. Ready?
Okay.
Rank them. Rank your feel
oh,
good.
Boy.
Okay. All right. No particular order. I'm going to give them to you in no particular order. I want okay. you to rank them. All right.
There has to, if one's not in there, I'm going to be highly upset with you.
Just give me a second.
Go ahead.
Hearing aid videos, okay. baby or adult, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Colorblind videos, getting the glasses, okay. doesn't matter, adult or kid. Dogs greeting
service members.
Service members, or just anybody that's been away for a long time. Yeah. And then I had a fourth one, too, and I forgot it. What's the one that everybody does? Oh, just service members returning in general.
Number one.
Which one's number one?
Service members returning, dude. Like,
really?
Depending on who they're surprising. If they're surprising another adult, bleh. But, like, the videos of, like, elementary school kids, like, in their classroom, and mom or dad walks in after being gone for a year.
Okay.
That's yeah.
Okay. So that'll be number one.
I love dogs, dude, but the babies with the hearing aids is really good.
Okay. Deaf babies.
That's number two. Dogs and then the colorblind.
Dogs and then colorblind. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm getting on board with that.
Yeah. Speaking of colorblind, I watched Ink Master. And
you watch a show. I haven't watched it in a while.
One of the dudes on there, Anthony, super talented.
Is he colorblind?
Yeah.
How do you tattoo people colorblind?
So he won. He obviously won a season.
Yeah.
He finished second in another season, and he came back for a third season. And he had to do, like, a color realism tattoo. And that's when he, like, they were standing over talking and asking him about his color palette. And he was like, blues, greens, and reds. He's like, I'm colorblind. He's like, I don't know. He's like, I understand color theory and I understand what I'm supposed to do, but I can't see them. And I was like, how are you one of the most talented tattoo artists in the entire world and you're colorblind? It's crazy. Mm. But he's a black and gray artist. So, but still, the tattoos he puts out in color are still absolutely incredible. But yeah, that's all just off of knowledge of color theory.
Color theory. So like depth theory.
Yeah.
I would love to, dude, I hope one day they make glasses that you can see how far away shit is.
I'd probably throw up.
Oh, yeah, you'd fall over, I think.
Yeah, dude.
I think you'd fall over.
Yeah, wouldn't be good.
I would love to slap some of those glasses on you and like stand on the other side of a field and have you try to walk towards me.
It'd be like beer goggles. It'd be bad.
You'd have to look at your feet before every step to make sure they were on the ground.
I mean, dude, I didn't get glasses until I was like 23.
Dude, you'd probably fuck up your knees and your ankles so bad.
Like the first time I wore glasses for an entire day, I felt like I was drunk the entire day.
Okay. Main event of the evening. Main event of the evening, if it lasts, if it stays this way. Marina Rodriguez taking on Amanda Lemos. Oh, buddy. Marina Rodriguez, minus 210. Amanda Lemos, plus 180. Knockout power, both ladies. One's more of a sledgehammer. The other one's like a samurai sword.
Mm-hmm.
Both have the capability of finishing the fight. I'm on Rodriguez here. I know women's science would dictate a play on Lemos here, but I think she's the heavier. I think she's the more violent of the two. But Rodriguez is such a tactician, man.
Yeah, like I exactly. Said,
she's, just to keep it in the realm of weaponry, she is a freaking samurai sword, man. She is, I think the comparison fits. She fights like vintage Joanna.
Yeah.
She's violent. She's aggressive. She'll hit you 100 times, kick you 200, and throw super long combinations, 4, 5, and 6 punch combos. She just can't stand in the pocket and bang and go into 50-50 exchanges with Lemos. I also think she would benefit by keeping this fight standing. She needs to negate the strength differential of Amanda Lemos and do so in a hurry. But yeah, I mean, I think the assessment for this is the same as what I said for the Arnold Allen Cater fight. I think Lemos is most dangerous in rounds 1 and 2. And then moving onward, it's Rodriguez's fight to lose. So she's got about 10 minutes of danger she's really got to watch out for. And then I think she's got it made in the shade. I normally don't bet women's favorites this heavy, but I think Rodriguez and Dawson bookend the main card.
I think
that's the parlay.
I like that. My one fear here is Marina Rodriguez overlooking and having her eyes on redemption against Carlos Esparza.
Yeah.
And I don't want her to go into this fight looking ahead.
Yeah.
Because, like you said, those first 10 minutes are not the time to look ahead.
Correct.
But, yeah, I do like Marina Rodriguez here for sure.
I think and a rest of a card that's not particularly – that I'm not, like, over the moon about, this is a very good fight.
Absolutely.
And more justifiable of a main event, in my opinion, than the Alexa Grasso main event that we just got.
Yes.
Or the last Michelle Waterson main event.
Yeah.
You know how I feel about Michelle Waterson.
But she's not worthy of a main event.
No. She has not been for a long time.
Maybe 6 or 7 years ago, but not now.
Even then, that was a rough sell. That was really rough. I mean, like,
but we also didn't have the amount of cards back then that we have now.
True. Yeah. Michelle Waterson, forever the bridesmaid, never the bride. All right. So here we go. From a hot. Oh, that's right. What?
No, go ahead.
You doing big eyes? Like I wasn't supposed to say what I'm about to say.
Say what you say.
I know you don't have much for the prelims, but I want to give you a couple spots that I think you might have something. And we'll go from there real quick. The first fight on for this entire card, Ramona Pascal, Tamiris Vidal, will be, and I say this with just sincerity in my heart, will be the most low level UFC fight you've seen all year.
Really?
It's so bad. Have you seen Ramona Pascal fight?
No.
Buddy, listen to me. She's real bad.
Yeah.
She's real bad, man. You would look at it and you would see, well, there's a chick that's got six professional wins as a martial artist going up against four losses. But you'd be hard pressed. I mean,
like, are we talking like worse than like,
have you ever seen the video of Alima Leigh McFarland punching that mom in the face in a cage? They literally let Alima Leigh McFarland, the former champ of Bellator, they let her fight a lady with a Karen cut, wearing leggings and a t-shirt in a cage in Hawaii. They let her do it. It was a thing that happened. Yeah. See here. So now here's the thing. I'm glad he's in here. Eric Betts fights. Those of you know who Eric, big Ramona Pascal fan, big Ramona fan. Visually, I think is more so because it cannot be based on skill. It just cannot be. It can't be, dude. She's so bad. She's really, really bad.
When you say like low level, are we talking like worse than like having to sit down and watch like Quiet Storm Ronda Marcos fight?
Oh, buddy, Ronda Marcos murders both of these women. Consecutively.
So you bad,
could put, you can put, and I think Ronda Marcos is pregnant right now. You could put pregnant Ronda Marcos in the cage with Ramona Pascal right now, and she would beat her. And then you could put this Vidal chick, Tamaris Vidal, right behind her, and Ronda Marcos would probably beat her too, depending on how quick she could get Ronda Marcos or get Ramona Pascal out of there. It's really
bad. Dude, I cannot wait. I am so excited to sit down and watch this fight and just watch an absolute bloodbath.
It will not be. Well, there might be blood. I mean, there might be blood. I don't know. I really don't know. I mean, I just let me give you some highlights real quick of Ramona Pascal. Lost her last two fights, lost to Joslyn Edwards, barn burner, and Josiane Nunez, who, if you're not familiar, is yay tall. Okay. But before that, she rattled off four wins in a row. In Invicta, she beat Shamir Peshawia. And then in Icon Fighting Federation, she got a win over Guadalupe Guzman. But here you go. Before that, she was fighting in WLF Wars with a win over Yulia Kunetsko.
Dude, everybody got to get their start somewhere.
I would agree with you 100%, but here, check this out. Her win over Su Woi Jin in Road FC, that was Sue's first fight. That was Sue's very first professional fight.
How'd she get the dub?
She won a unanimous decision.
Okay. Hard fought bout.
Yeah. And then when she beat Yulia Kunetsko,
yeah,
Kunetsko's record at the time was 4-5.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then 4-6.
Yeah. Yeah. And then she fought Guadalupe Guzman.
Mm-hmm.
That was Guzman's pro debut.
Okay.
Yeah. And then Shamir Peshawia was 2-0 at the time.
So she's the killer that they throw all the new people to.
Pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect assessment. Ramona Pascal doesn't belong in the UFC. Tamaris Vidal belongs even less. Even less. Ramona Pascal is a sturdy woman, and I do like me a good sturdy woman, he says. She does look like she'd be hard to push over. She got a low center of gravity. So
what's the over 2.5?
It's gotta be
-300.
Oh, I mean, it's gotta be bad. Let me see if I can find any lines on here. This is such a bad fight. Oh my gosh. Over 2.5 is at a -210. Fight
I've
goes
seen
to, yeah,
much higher level competition over 2.5 be much higher.
It's true. That's true. It's true. This is real bad though. And again, that's just that's a reference line. It might, once it drops, it might be much more, it might be much higher than that. I don't know. You also just have low level exhaustion coming into play here too. This, you know what this is? This is the female version of Kimbo versus Dada 5000. That's what this fight is.
All right.
Ramona Pascal is Dada 5000.
Not Kimbo versus Matt Mitrione.
No, Kimbo versus Matt Mitrione was a banger of a fight.
Dude, I remember sitting in Buffalo Wild Wings And the one guy I was with was like, Kimbo's going to win this fight, you know, hands down. And I was like, Matt Mitrione by head kick. First strike, Mitrione comes out. He throws a head kick. And I was like, oh, please sleep him.
Please, please, please.
Yeah. But yeah, no, yeah. Matt Mitrione. Dude, I forgot about Matt Mitrione.
Dude, the meathead himself. I don't know if he's retired or not. I think this takes time in between fights. All right. So two more fights I want to touch on, and then we'll get out of here. We'll get out of here. We got to talk about Miranda Maverick versus Shanna Young. I know mostly because you and I talked about it off air, but I got to talk about it because she's been on the show before, and I'm a big Miranda Maverick fan. She is a minus 600 favorite here against Shanna Young at plus 450. Keep in mind, she has beaten Shanna Young before, but a minus 600?
That's
wild.
It's a lot.
That's Amanda Nunes numbers. That's prime Ronda Rousey numbers, really.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't even know if Rousey was minus 600.
Bro, I think against like Alexis Davis, she was like in the nine
round. Amanda Nunes was against Megan Anderson.
Yeah. Yeah.
But
I don't think Megan Anderson ever really liked fighting, if I'm being honest with you.
No.
I don't think she ever really liked it.
You see this? Askarov removed from the roster?
Man, Askarov asked to be released last week, and they said he can be released. So, yeah. I mean, he was deaf. I don't know what he's doing. He said he wanted to release because he had to pursue getting healthy. I don't know what that means.
How about just take time off from the fights?
I don't know. Yeah, just ask for, I mean, you know what it is? Here's what it is. He can go and fight in Brave FC or KSW or any of these other ones and literally make probably five times as much money because he's going to get local sponsorships and Chechen warlords are going to pay for his shit. And he's going to have side bets and all kinds of stuff. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? It's like the equivalent of like, if you, I've talked to you about this before. Would you rather go to like University of Georgia and ride the bench for 4 years, but know that you might win a national championship, or go to, I don't know, some mid-tier school like Tennessee and be a starter?
Tennessee's number one in the country.
They are now. Yeah, don't I know. So I'm supposed to respect Tennessee. They have been garbage for the last two decades.
They have been, but right. Okay. Oh boy, this weekend, Tennessee.
It's gonna be a good game. I know.
Tennessee plus 8.5.
Yeah.
Getting 8.5 points. That's crazy.
So that being said, would you rather potentially win a national championship on the bench or be a starter at a lower level school?
Yeah. No, I understand that.
What would you rather be?
Now, I'm going to get too deep into this.
No, you're not. Just it's a very simple.
It is. But like from a college aspect, if I'm getting a scholarship either way, I'm going to the bigger school with a better education.
Bigger school doesn't equal better education.
Depending on what you're going for.
Like what?
Depends.
Michigan State.
I don't know. I don't look into Sparty.
It's an engineering school, is it not?
Oh, okay, cool. So if I'm going for engineering, and my offers to Michigan State to ride the pine for 4 years or to Toledo, I'm going to Michigan State.
Oh, man, I go to Toledo. I would go to Toledo. 100%. Have you been on Toledo's campus? Beautiful campus.
Okay, here we go.
Michigan State. Oh, garbage. So cold, too. Oh,
so cold. That's because you're a southern body now.
Oh. No, dude. Even if you're from Pennsylvania, Michigan's too cold. F that. Oh, WVU. There you go. Perfect.
Mid Mount Mama.
For both. Mount Mama, take me home. All right. And then the last one. Real quick. I just want to mention. Maverick.
Method of victory. Go.
TKO.
In the?
First round. That's from her. From Miranda her. Maverick. To me.
Yeah.
First round. If she said, if not first round, second round. So they're both going to come in at heavy plus money. Play first and second round TKO. Individually. All right. Last one. Derek Minner taking on Shailin Nurembiecki. I know you love Derek Minner because mostly because you guys look alike.
I knew you were going to bring this up. I knew you were
going to bring that up. Bro, you and fucking Derek Minner.
Not
bro.
To be mistaken with Andy Mineo.
Not to be mistaken with Andy Mineo, who you also look very much alike. yeah, you and Derek Minner, bro. I mean, what's going on here? You know, we might have to do some travel receipts here, man, and figure out, you know, times and locations, bro, because you look just like if this dude grew a beard, you and him, poof, it's going down. It's going down for real. Oh, bro. Hold on a second. We got to do this. I just can't not do this here. We've got to.
You're going to pull it up?
Of course I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to pull this kid up so you can you can see what I'm talking about.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Do you? Yes. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Wait, no, it's this one right here. Yeah. Oh, man, look at this fucking guy. Look at this goon, bro. You guys are identical.
I'll put my glasses on. Now search Andy Mineo.
Bro, you guys look identical. Look at you. Dude, if this dude trimmed the beard up a bit, this is what, take me to his Twitter. I don't want that. I want, bro, come on. This is you, bro. Oh, man. All right. You said Andy Mineo as well?
Yeah.
All right, I got you.
I'll give you that,
bro. That you guys look alike.
I know. I'll give you that one. I'll give you that. Yeah.
Well, you kind of tell me that you don't. I mean, that's you.
Yeah.
That's you. Thug life.
Coming in hot.
Coming in hot.
Just like the burrito.
That's right. Look at this, dude. This is, bro. You got to line the beard up.
Oh yeah.
Go full Puerto Rican and line that beard up, and that's you. Yeah. Dude, I can't believe it. I can't believe it. You look more like Andy Mineo than you do Derek Minner, but Derek Minner is also pretty close. All right. Anyway, let's get out of here. Appreciate you coming on. How many plays do we have? Like four, if that?
It's very light.
Very light weekend. So light slate, heavy bets though, right?
Dog says no.
No, dog said no.
Sure,
light slate, light bets.
More than likely. I mean, that I feel like that's the.
At some point, I've got to drop a 100-unit hammer so I can get back in the black for the year.
No, you're right, because that's like sitting at a blackjack table and you just keep doubling your bet until you win.
Yeah,
because you can't lose 20 in a row.
Right, exactly.
I mean, even though each time is its own individual probability,
yeah,
you can't possibly. It's like you bet black 20 times in a row. It's due to hit.
It's got to hit. It's due. It's due to hit. I am off Instagram for the time being. So here's the thing: is everything I post, there is a snake in the woods, grass rather. That is reporting me. I don't know if it's you or who, but I am.
It's not me.
I got the death email from Instagram that said you are one strike away from permanent banned. I also, coincidentally enough, was permanently banned from Reddit as well.
How does one get banned from Reddit?
I don't know, but I commented on the MMA forum and got the permanently banned on Reddit.
Dude, Reddit is the black hole of the internet.
Yeah, 4chan is, but I agree with what you're saying, but check this out. Hold on. So now
you can find anything on Reddit.
That's true. So here you go. So pull this up. Your account
has been permanently. Can't read the rest, but yeah.
Suspended.
Suspended. What did you say? Okay, go ahead. It's probably a Habib post.
No, I forget how I worded it. Somebody had said something about, gosh, I'll have to go back and find it. I used a couple F bombs. That's it. So, but so the other thing too is that you have to understand I had a 3-day ban from Reddit a couple months back.
So this was your, yeah, you had a warning shot.
I had a warning shot, and then this one, somebody reported me, and that was it. So I don't know if it's the same culprit.
Do you remember what the topic was?
That I was permanently banned from?
Yes.
Yeah, it was two guys that were in a fight, and a kid was commenting in the background about the fight, and he was like dropping F bombs and stuff. And I had said that, if that was my kid talking like that, he'd get his fucking ass beat.
Mm. So somebody was like, this guy's a child abuser, and that's took it out of hand.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha. Cause everybody's softer than duck shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
By the way, I have a surgeon using that at work now.
Softer than duck shit.
Yeah. I said it one time, and he told me 2 days ago, he was like, I was at my daughter's volleyball game, and this girl fell down and was complaining about her knee. And I looked at her and I said, you're softer than duck shit. And he was like,
good thing to say,
but I didn't give you credit for it. And I was like, thanks. Yeah.
Did you at least give me credit at that point too?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Oh, he knows. Listen, he knows. I explained the wood story to him.
Which wood story?
About the solid oak TV stand.
Oh, yeah. That's good. You're arborist. All right. Yeah, let's get out of here. Light weekend, heavy bets. So light slip, heavier bets. Yeah.
Yeah. Smell this.
Oh, there's chunks in it. Or is that something on your hand?
Dude, no, it's chunky.
Oh, bro. Like, but there's something where your thumb is that, like, is it like a flake of pepper?
Oh, no, no, that's, this is one of the, it was like a glass that had, like,
gotcha.
My wife's like a teacher, and it's like, you know, I shaped the minds of little humans or something and just washed off in the dishwasher.
What a fucking mess this episode was. just bad. It's so bad. This was bad podcasting. Let me say something real quick. Let me give a shout out real quick. I got to pull this content up though. Bear with me one second. Everybody's been real patient with how shitty things have been so far. So just wait a little bit longer. Analytics. Awesome. So I wanted to shout out last episode had two new countries soup pop up on the download list.
Okay.
Last for this last episode.
Okay.
Care to guess where?
Give me like a general region.
One of them is in the Middle East.
Okay.
Well, let's go with, yeah, Middle East. Yep.
Uzbekistan.
It's close. We did have downloads in Uzbekistan last episode.
Okay. Kazakhstan.
No. So right. you get more Eastern Bloc. I would think Pharaohs.
Egypt.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah.
Egypt, that was a wild one. And then
I wasn't thinking like a big country like that. That's good.
Yeah. And then the other one that showed up, you're on the right spot or in the right part of the world with where you were before, but Slovakia.
Nice.
Yeah. So the Slovaks.
Slovaks coming out, showing up.
Pennsylvania, baby. Slovak strong.
That's right. That's because they knew Big Yinzer was fighting.
That's 100% what it is. The Big Yinz was fighting, and he pulled it. Dude, I will admit.
Pulled Slovaks in.
I will admit. Bring some fucking Slovaks, the Polaks, the hunkies like myself. It brings us all out, man. It is cool, even though, like, it's not us, and I don't know Josh. It is cool to hear the announcer, Joe Martinez, in this instance, say.
The Big Yinz.
Well, no, he didn't say it. He said fighting out of Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, yeah.
It's cool to hear that.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, that's part of the reason that I tune in for Mowry's fights.
Yeah. That's neat.
Yeah. I mean, he trained where we grew up playing basketball our entire childhood.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's why I watch all his fights.
Yeah, that's a big Steve Mowry for those of you who don't know who we're talking about here.
Yeah, he went to BC3.
BC3, baby.
Butler County Community College.
Bro. Pioneers. Top tier JUCO basketball program.
Under Dick Hartung.
Dickie.
He retired.
Did he really? Good for him.
Yeah, dude. He's writing an autobiography, and I cannot wait.
Yeah. I hope he doesn't.
It's gonna be amazing.
I hope Mama Hartung edits it too. All right, real quick. Is the Kaylee Hartung that commentates for football? That's not different Hartung. All right.
Yeah, that's not one of his kids.
Maybe he's got 58 of them.
Yeah.
Damn Mormons, bro. No pullout game. So Butler is the rural New Kensington. Yikes. That's a harsh assessment.
Yeah,
That's a harsh assessment. We're getting too deep in the weeds, Pennsylvania style. All right. I love you guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you. We'll see you on Saturday. Be good to each other.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.